Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Let me, you want a sip of this, Brian? You sure, Brian?
Get
your real juice.
I've never tried one of those.
What's it?
What's this?
It gives you, it gives me the same... Except I'm awake and, like, alert and I can get shit done, but it gives me the same feeling in my heart when I stay up until sunrise.
Oh, this, I hate that feeling. It makes me so
uncomfortable. Now that you pointed it out, I feel it.
And that's a feeling that I really don't like.
Wow, you're so right.
Like, can I try it?
Right?
Like, Matt?
And here I am drinking a second one.
And here I am drinking a second one. Well, this is how we're getting it started.
Yeah, we're talking about 5-hour energy shots because I drank a 5-hour energy shot about 2 hours ago, and then I just cracked open a second one for some ungodly reason, because I was like, hey, a little more energy wouldn't hurt, so I'm just gonna
see what happens.
Oh yeah, and Tucker's here.
Oh,
hi.
You guys have been wanting Tucker forever, and we brought him back.
Sure.
He's been very busy on his press tour. But now he has
my,
enough time.
My book signing.
He has enough time for the little folk. Did you say your yearbook signing?
He's been signing yearbooks. He's been going around signing kids' yearbooks. Tucker, your pupils are insanely dilated right now. Are you on drugs? Do you see how dilated
his
pupils are?
5-hour energies right now. I'm on a 15-hour energy.
The DMC.
DMC. Are you on DMCA?
Here.
DMCA, dude.
That's a camo 5-hour energy. Where did you find something so beautiful? It actually reminds me of Four Loko.
Well, for some reason, this is like non-alcoholic Four Loko.
Yeah.
Except it doesn't taste as bad.
Can I try it?
You sure?
5-hour energy still doesn't taste good.
No, it doesn't, but nothing beats the shitty taste of Four Loko.
Oof.
Right? To give it a sip.
I don't even know what that smells like. I mean, obviously there's some flavoring in there. Maybe it's like, apple.
It's green apple. For some reason, green apple is camo.
What is 5-hour energy?
I'll tell you right now.
Whoa.
You don't like it?
Mm.
Let me hold it.
Tucker, you eat like bear asshole.
Yeah, but bear asshole is not as bad as this. Have you had bear asshole, dude?
No.
It's like there's a little bit of a battery acid taste, but other than that, it's delicious.
Have you ever eaten a bear?
No.
What's the weirdest meat you've
ever eaten? Have you really never eaten a bear?
Weirdest? Ryan, how are you?
What if a bear?
How is that question, my answer to that question, crazy to you? Like, no, I've never eaten a bear.
Because you like live out in the wilderness.
Who's eating the weirdest meat out of all of us?
You? No, Tucker's eaten some pretty weird meat.
What's the
recently?
Weirdest? Mine is horse. That's the weirdest I've ever eaten. Which I feel bad saying that. I feel like morally
wrong. I've had caribou heart.
You can eat caribou. That's not too.
Would you be embarrassed if I said some things that you ate? You don't want people to.
Wait,
know
what
that
did
you
I
ate?
Eat? The
dog.
You ate dog?
Dude, don't talk about the dog. Ryan,
he ate like a beagle. Like straight up, put it on a fucking skewer and shit.
That was a different time in my life.
Different Ryan. Time, man. That was
not
acceptable
whatever.
Back then.
Whatever.
I'm not
like,
that person
like,
anymore.
But like, legitimately, so you had caribou heart.
Like caribou.
How was
heart.
That? How was caribou?
It was kind of. It was a little tougher than I would like.
Did you feel like you were
fair.
In Apocalypto?
You were absorbing its powers.
Yeah. Yeah, I can now, I don't know, like, hang out and eat grass.
But there's this thing where some girl... Oh, it was in Game of Thrones where she had to eat a heart to prove herself to...
Is this a spoiler?
I was about to say Count Drogo.
Count Olaf.
Count
Chocula. It's not a spoiler.
The horse heart.
Horse heart.
Yeah.
Did it look anything like that? Like, was
it had like space for the blood. It had what would you call it?
Chambers.
Chambers, yes. That's the word.
Did you stay away from that, or did you have blood all over your face?
I mean, the whole thing's the muscle, right? So you eat the whole thing.
Did you have blood all over your face?
Because it was open. It's not like it was a heart that had been sealed up.
You're not eating it.
It was cooked. Okay. It was not raw.
Okay. He didn't eat a raw caribou heart.
Yeah. He was actually hiking and just found a dead caribou.
Yeah. This was actually took his heart out. All this food was all on my last most recent thing that I did travel wise. I went up to I shot a documentary in Norway that was related to the International Seed Vault, where four different artists and then a fifth researcher who was bringing more artwork, they all brought art related to seeds, and then they deposited it in the seed bank mines as a ceremonial gesture related to the seeds itself, kind of bringing like a cultural aspect to the seed vault, which was really cool. Yeah, but I had caribou heart and then also had seal and whale. While I was there, because it was in Svalbard.
Why didn't you start with that one?
When because I said, caribou heart is so much eaten? Weirder.
Like caribou. Who the fuck anyone would fucking eat a caribou?
I bet you more people have eaten caribou heart.
Caribou
than
is
seal.
Just like if that's like
no,
veal.
I don't know about that now.
Yeah,
and then it's like, oh, and by the way, I also had seal and whale. It's like,
well, there were three, and we only had to talk about one. So I pick. It's a heart. So how often have you had the heart of any animal? Have you ever had the heart of any other?
Have you ever had? Has anyone who's eaten whale or seal? How do you do?
What is? Didn't you say whale was just kind of like?
Yeah, I tasted both, whale and seal are both really similar to each other. It just tastes like steak, but it's kind of like a really uniform texture.
Uniform, do you mean just tough? Like there's not that
not
much
tough,
of like fat
but it's
to
like,
help.
Was it blubber? It's just not like a marbling or anything. It's just like a very very uniform
material.
Like, look,
was it blubber you were eating?
I don't think so.
That's a great word. Blubber?
Blubbery?
Blubber's nice.
I love because blubber is like the perfect word to describe what it is.
Yeah.
It's one of those words where like the name feels like what it is. Mm-hmm. Blubber.
Exactly.
Just like a fly, you know?
Yeah.
The fucking idiot who named that insect. And how did that stick? Like to the rest of the English speaking language. It's like, yeah, that's what it's called, fly.
Why aren't bugs in America's like dishes
diet?
And shit? Like, why is that? I have no want to eat a bug. Like, I don't go, oh man, you cooked that up, that's gonna be
a good
bug.
Have you ever tried bugs? Have you ever had,
no,
like,
I haven't.
People,
I have.
Like, yeah, every once in a while, like, when I was a kid, we would go to, I guess, like, science museums or something, and they would have, like, a lasagna with termites in it. Or
that's
something.
That's kind fucking gross.
Larvae.
That is fucking disgusting.
Feed insects to kids. It's a way for us to just,
no,
living larvae.
Putting termites in lasagna, that's like some like Fear Factor shit. I'm talking about like I ate like a grub like in science class, or like the candy that has a scorpion in it. Not fucking
like Timon and
Italian
grub.
Lasagna with termites. Is that real?
Yeah. It was, I think it was larvae, like grubs or whatever you're talking about. But larvae.
That's
larvae,
not a dish
then,
for bugs.
Yeah, yeah. And then they put ants in cookies. Which
see,
makes
that's,
sense.
That seems
that makes
okay.
sense. Yeah.
But something about like a goopy dish like lasagna with larvae. Mm.
I don't like the idea of the like bugs and lollipops, because as you're licking the lollipop, all of a sudden the antennas come free. I don't like I don't like the feeling of antennas in my mouth.
I ate a mealworm. I had a mealworm. I threw it in my mouth in science class in high school.
A mealworm.
Was this
How's
on
that
a
different
dare?
Than like a red earth?
A mealworm is it's one of the little tiny yellow ones that you feed reptiles.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I threw that in my mouth. It was wriggling around and I bit it and it popped. Very juicy.
You ended its life.
I killed it.
What do bugs taste like? Do they taste like anything?
It had really no flavor. Like, it wasn't
it's
bad.
It's gotta be like blood and guts and shit. So it's like
it's
juice. You're eating everything.
It's just a juice.
It's just like a protein juicy. Like, I can't even remember if it was salt or anything. If you eat something that has like wings or something, I think there's like, you can kind of feel the crusty. Oh yeah, most recently, even more recently than when I was a kid, there was an ice cream store, Salt and Straw, had Halloween bug ice cream. So they put...
Is that not break like health codes?
Where was this?
Salt and Straw.
What state?
Here.
California?
Yeah, California. Where are we right now?
You lived in California when you were a kid?
No. This was last October.
Oh, November. I thought you said it was like even before back in childhood.
You said more recent.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. I'm on the right track.
Exactly.
I just heard the exact opposite of what you said.
That's totally okay. That's like earlier when Ryan said to me, like, hey, I'll be in the recording room whenever you're ready.
And I'm sitting here for like 15 minutes chilling.
Yeah, but for some reason in my head, like what I heard was like, I'm going to go, like, just, I don't remember even what I heard, but in my mind, I was like, oh, he's going to use the bathroom, and then he's going to come get me when he's ready. It's so like 15, 20 minutes go by, and then Ryan's just, like, sitting in the recording room, like, in silence, and I was like, oh, shit.
It was nice. It's nice to just kind of relax.
Well, I'm glad.
That's good.
I was worried you were going to be mad that I left you hanging.
What bugs did they have in the ice cream, Tucker?
They had grubs, and they had crickets.
What is grubs?
Same kind of, like, little
grubs
larvae.
Are those big, fat, white things you find in your garden.
So specifically... Mm-hmm. That's what a grub is. When people say
so.
Grub, that's what
grubs
are.
Maybe they're big, fat, white bugs.
Because Timon and Pumbaa, they were like, grub is like all everything. Of these yummy bugs.
Well, grubs, that's a joke because grub's another word for food in general.
Yeah.
So I think that was what the joke. Hey, my dad had, when he was in New York City, he had grasshopper tacos.
Whoa.
Tacos where the meat was grasshoppers.
Was it
grasshoppers
good? Did he enjoy
have
it?
Meat?
They're like crunchy... bugs.
Yeah, they're protein rich.
My dad, and he ate like two or three grasshopper tacos. And I'm like, I don't know if I'd be into that. I've eaten earthworm.
I'll stick with pork tacos.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, I'll have some, you know, carne asada. I don't need the grasshopper. I try it. I try a bite just to be like, okay, so that's what that's like. I had earthworm. My friend, when we were kids, had a little mini grill and we were in the woods with it. And we saw at the movie How to Eat Fried Worms. So, we cooked an earthworm and he ate it. And then I took a little bite. I cannot tell you how disgusting it is. It's literally just like eating dirt. It tastes exactly like dirt.
You like grilled it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you try to season it? Put some salt on it?
What we did was we got like vegetable oil and like cooked it in that. Mm. And it was gross as fuck.
Never done that.
Was it full of dirt? Like when you bit into it? Did it have dirt?
I think earthworms are mainly dirt. Yeah. It was just dirt.
Well, I mean, that's what they, you know,
they're called earthworms. Yeah,
they consume a lot of that shit. So.
Matt, I really appreciate how I feel like my experiences with bug eating are kind of like, oh, someone cooked the bug and put it into a food. Your experiences are just like, I wonder what this tastes like. Like you just grab some earthworms and popped them into your mouth after you cooked.
I didn't just pop them in my mouth while they're like slimy and wriggling. But dude, the termite lasagna that is disgusting.
I'll make some for you, man.
Like the thing about like, I feel like if you have bugs in a dish, it needs to be a dish where there's certain dishes, and I can't even say like what classifies it, but there's certain dishes where it's like, okay, bugs could work, and there's certain ones where it's like, no, lasagna is not a dish I want bugs in. It's too like.
I just don't want bugs in it. Like I don't feel. Anything. Do they add much?
Or well, other cultures eat bugs.
Yeah, because they're added protein and something to munch on, I guess. But
I feel like
you can season them like chips. Or like sunflower seeds, I'm sure.
If we grew up with them, like we wouldn't have an issue eating bugs.
Yeah.
But
I'm saying there's a place for bugs to be, and it's not in pasta.
Not in pasta, exactly.
What would be your optimum dish to put a bug in?
To put bugs in?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what type of bugs.
Honestly,
it's like,
a little baggie of seasoned bugs, like seasoned crickets.
They sell that. They sell the mealworms, like seasoned dried mealworms. And that's a real snack people just munch on, just eat them.
Just that. I think like bugs fit perfectly into that. In like the chip category, in like the crouton / addition category.
You know what? You could probably put
them on a salad.
Yeah, put them. I was about to say, put them on a salad.
Good. Yeah,
bugs in a salad work great.
Bugs and ice cream.
You should try that. Mm. Yeah, it was a weird combination.
Bugs in a lollipop.
Yeah.
Rather have a Tootsie Roll.
What about a Tootsie Roll with bugs in it?
I'd rather just have the Tootsie Roll.
Okay, what about like
one of my Uber drivers had a thing of Tootsie Rolls and I didn't take one because I was scared.
The social.
What if you took one and you turn around, slap your hand, stop? Those are not for my passengers.
He had those dog training pouches, you know, the ones with the drawstring.
So
he had them timed around
the head
of his car seat, and he just had candies.
And
in
every
there.
Time you take one, he like clicks the little.
I wish.
He starts training you.
The clicker. I tried to do that with Lego, but I gave up.
Didn't work.
Dude, training animals is hard as shit.
Well, you got to be dedicated, and I just didn't have the time to sit down with them as much.
You miss it once, and it's like back to square one.
I want to teach him to really bring the ball over to me, though.
What's he do with it now?
Fetch, he just kind of plops it down. He'll take it to like the mat.
To me?
There's a lot of different...
The doormat.
The mat.
Like, I am the
like
mat.
The Spanish way of using the word the.
El Mateo. I'm El Mateo. Yeah. That's my new name on Super Mega. Wait, sorry. Answering your question earlier, Ryan, like 10 minutes ago, you were like, what's in 5-Hour Energy? Okay, so this is the extra strength sour apple flavor, which for some reason, the packaging of all the other ones is like based around the fruit, like the color. This one's camo, so I don't know.
Green camo. You find apples in the wild.
All right, so these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. And this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, except for being a little tired bitch. Let's see. Supplement facts. Here we go. It's 1.93 fluid ounces. And let me read you the daily values of everything that's in this. So we have niacin, which that's 200% of my daily value of niacin in this little... You guys just yawned at the exact same time.
Well, he was copying me.
Yep.
Oh, I see.
Tucker. He was mocking me.
Ryan was just...
Would you like some 5-Hour Energy?
Huh?
Ryan was just yawning. I was making a statement.
Yeah.
Do you want 5-Hour Energy?
No.
It'll get rid of that yawn.
Do not want it.
Okay, so 200% niacin, vitamin B6. Here we go. So the B vitamins are what give you energy. Mm-hmm. Fun fact. So if you need some energy, eat something with B vitamins.
Why don't you just take some pills, B vitamins? Yeah.
Oh, they have those. Like a lot of daily vitamin supplements have that. Instead, I'm drinking liquid cancer. So 2,000% of my daily dose of B6. Folic acid, 100%. Now, here's where it gets crazy. Vitamin B12, 8,333% of my daily dose of vitamin B12.
This is your second one.
This is my second. So my 16,666.
That does not sound healthy. I'm going to tell you, Matt, working out today afterwards and maybe even during, it's not going to feel nice probably.
Well, Ryan, I stacked 2 5-hour energy. That's 10 hours of energy.
It's not how it works.
Are you a scientist?
I'm sorry, Matt. That would be cool if that's how it worked, if it worked like a video game or something.
I could drink 3 and have like 15 hours of solid
energy. If your energy was like refill energy, that would be great.
Instead, it's just going to like make my heart beat really fast and I'll have a panic attack. Okay, but there's a little bit of sodium, less than 1% of my daily dose sodium.
That's nice of them.
230 milligrams of caffeine. A cup of coffee has 153 milligrams of caffeine. So I've had 2 of these and a cup of coffee today.
So 5 cups of coffee. Worth of caffeine.
And I also had coffee this morning.
That's what I'm saying. I'm adding
Plus
the B.
It's got
vitamin B.
Ooh, it's got taurine in it as well, which is for energy. A bunch of things I can't pronounce with L's in front of them. Other ingredients, purified water, natural and artificial flavors, sucralose.
Natural flavors? It's got to be good for you then.
And crickets.
Oh.
That's what's in it.
A little bit of protein.
Yeah. 4 calories. I mean... It's healthy.
It's like, and a cricket in each bottle.
Like the tequila worm. Like, yeah. If you eat the cricket, you get extra energy.
Like the episode of George Lopez where they drank the worm, man. They drank the worm, and then he was like, whoa.
Doesn't that make you hallucinate? Isn't that supposed to?
I don't know anything about this. I've never heard of a worm in tequila.
Okay, well, apparently Tijuana is famous for a type of tequila with a worm in it where if you eat the worm, you like hallucinate. So that's the...
And part of me feels like if you drink like strong tequila or something, that's drinking the worm. I feel like it's become a saying as well.
Yeah, I've never seen a bottle of tequila that has the worm. I've always wanted to try it. I've always wanted to try the worm. I'm sure it's gross, but it's like, why is there a worm in tequila? Speaking of bugs in food, like, how did that start? Like, who decided that it would be like commonplace just to drop a dead worm into a bottle of tequila and be like, oh, this is a good selling point.
Maybe
a dead worm in each bottle.
Hallucinations. For when the worm ferments, does the worm ferment the tequila? Probably not. When the worm absorbs the alcohol, the hallucinations get stronger. I'm gonna go ahead and say that's the advertising.
Does the worm have to do with wormwood, which apparently makes you hallucinate, which is what was in absinthe?
Shit, you're right.
And Four Loko,
you figured it out, Matt.
Just a theory, because wormwood is also the name of the asteroid in the Bible that destroys a large population of the Earth in Revelations. So.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow!
So that hasn't happened yet, though. That's down the road.
Like
when wormwood knocks out a lot of the.
Yeah,
I wish the Bible was just generic, so people that like followed it could just be like, "See, it was just like one day we will have a ruler, and then so anyone can be like,
the Bible was right,
the president. Oh my God, it prophesized everything,
dude. Relevate, like they take a lot of like they step out on a limb.
True, there's some prophecies it's like, where it's like. People
are doing that, man. All the time.
I mean, they're talking about the Antichrist. That was Barack Obama.
No, and then it was before that it was George Bush.
I think every president has been like, this is the Antichrist. I know. Read the Bible. It matches perfectly.
I have not seen any Trump Antichrist things, though.
Because the people that accuse other people of the Antichrist are Trump supporters.
Well, I think that whole thought of an Antichrist is becoming less and less so because people are becoming more sinful. And being sinful is more open and you can do it now.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg, I could see, is the Antichrist. Elon Musk. I've never seen someone accused more of being the Antichrist than Barack Obama, though.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's in my lifetime, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. But like, what if like
the devil's in you?
What if one of us is the Antichrist and we just don't know it?
I feel like the Antichrist would have to know it.
Maybe it's like it's something you learn when you're like 25,
or maybe you get possessed and it's not you at all,
or like you discover like
transmitting entity
through a series of events that like shit, I am the Antichrist.
Do any of you two?
No, I'm not the Antichrist.
Any of all of us?
Yeah, all two in the of room us right here. Now. Do you believe in spirits / demons / otherworldly shit like that?
No.
No? Okay.
Sorry.
Matt, your turn.
Okay.
My answer is also no.
My answer is no. But there's a part of me that feels like there could be things beyond our force that we don't understand, but the scientific side of me wants to be like, no, there's no spirits and demons and shit.
I just want proof. Just show
Here's
it.
The thing.
Show me a spirit.
I'm saying no, but I'm not ruling it out, but I'm definitely not saying yes.
Yeah.
I'm saying that I'm at a point where like, if provided the proper experience or proof, I could easily believe it. But based on the empirical evidence that I've seen,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to say no. I do not believe in spirits or ghosts or demons.
But here's they've the had thing. Several seasons of Ghost Hunters. It wouldn't be popular if they didn't catch any ghosts.
And they can't legally lie on TV about that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
True. It's just entertainment, right? I mean, no. What? Tucker,
no,
what's
not.
Up?
It's dark.
Okay. I was going to say, it's too convenient. The idea of any of like anything related to like the popular idea of spirituality, like of what Ghost Hunter stands for.
Hello.
Of their huh? You know, like their heart of hearts. It's just too convenient of an idea, you know? Like it's too easy for people to come up with that and say, oh yeah, well there's people after the people are gone, but there's still people, but like you can't see them.
Like the same idea of like a heaven and hell. It's like, it's just too much of, it feels too much of like a human invention for it to be some sort of cosmic, for ghosts or that stuff to be real, I feel like we would have to be living in the world of Warcraft or Diablo or some sort of Middle Earth type dimension.
If ghosts and spirits were real, I feel like there would have been at least one massive documented incident where a demon did some wild shit. You know?
The Bible?
No, I mean
Come on,
like
Matt.
The Bible's a historical book, Matt.
That's true.
Did you not read the Bible, Matt?
Well, hey, have you ever seen those videos where it's like 9/11 and it's like Satan's face in the explosion?
What's Satan's face? We don't know what Satan looks like. That.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He had horns and had a frown.
I love the people that think the actual image of the devil would be like horns and a fucking tail with an arrow at the end of it, holding up like a fucking.
And he has like an evil grin, like
he has a goatee. Actually, one of my favorite interpretations of that devil form was in the Powerpuff Girls, with him.
Yeah,
I think
was
the villain.
Mm, yeah. My I think the scariest.
I thought that was super cool.
That's how Danny says hello at Game Grumps. He goes,
"Hello,
hello."
And Aaron goes, "What the fuck is up?"
And then they tell a joke that we can't keep in, but it just starts off with them laughing. So it starts off with like a good kind of feel.
But the audience doesn't know why they're laughing.
Yeah,
they'll say,
so they just Matt and Ryan cut that out. Okay, we'll start here. Hello.
Yeah. I think the scariest representation of Satan in any movie. I don't remember the movie, but Satan was literally like a floating like. Red velvet cloth, and that doesn't sound
Doctor
scary.
Strange.
No, but he was just like this like apparition of like red cloth, and it was creepy because it was like off-putting.
That is cool.
What is it?
He would just like.
You don't remember what it's from?
I don't remember. It was actually from a biblical movie that had like a Christian message,
I like
but
that.
It was like it was actually a cool representation
Very symbolic.
Of Satan. He was just this like he wasn't like an angry like red man with horns and like an evil grin. It was just like this weird like apparition.
I'm into it.
Satan and the Antichrist were. Like, have you seen Passion of the Christ?
No.
Oh wow, they were just made to be like Voldemort looking fucks. Like, You were about to sneeze?
No.
Oh, you did.
Is that the baby thing?
Yeah, the baby thing I've showed the baby you. Thing. The woman holding the child, that's supposed to be Satan. But you're not.
Is the woman Satan or is the child Satan?
The woman is Satan. The child is the Antichrist, okay. I believe.
Okay.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. But isn't the Antichrist not evil? He's just the false prophet? Like, isn't the Antichrist, like, Satan's evil, but the Antichrist is, like, not evil. He's just the misrepresentation of, like, the next Christ or something?
He's.
I feel like my mom told me at one point, like, the Antichrist is not evil. He's not, like, a bad person. He's just a misleading figurehead that comes as the Antichrist.
But to lead people away from the morals that Christianity wants you to head towards, it has to go against those morals in the first place.
Is the Antichrist purposely misleading?
I think it would be the same as just any kind of cult leader. I think it would just kind of be. I think the Antichrist is seen as someone who gets a following and gets this mass following of people. It's just essentially a cult that takes over Christianity and leads people away from Christianity and the faith. And the Antichrist is this thing. Watch out for the Antichrist. That's the Antichrist because we don't want you to leave Christianity because it's our fun club. And I love everyone here. And if I don't have my fun club, I won't have people to talk to on Sundays.
That's true.
So you're the Antichrist now. No, wait. Now you're the Antichrist. Don't get popular. Don't get a following.
Who's the Antichrist?
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones? No, he died. The Antichrist never dies. Also, the Antichrist is from the West.
The Antichrist wouldn't be this like evil fucking... It would just be this kind of like, hey, what's up? I think it would be like super sly and chill.
Yes. He's Nega Christ.
Hey, it's Brent.
Is he Brent? Brent's the Antichrist.
Oh, no!
Shit, I could see Brent being the Antichrist.
Hey, what you wearing?
Oh, my God. It all makes sense.
Brent could easily be the Antichrist. The Bible describes the Antichrist as like a specific like set of like he'll come from like the Middle East or something.
Well, that's because of, like, in all those videos, it would pretty much connect those verses with Obama's past. And like the numbers represented with Obama would be like 666 and shit like that.
Hold on, I'll cut back in. Let me just look up what the conditions for the Antichrist.
Humid. Rainy.
70 degrees.
Okay. In Christianity,
beautiful weather.
Antichrist, or Greek is Antichristos, is a term originated by the Apostle John, found solely in the first epistle of John and the second epistle of John. It is, who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Okay, so it's a prophet who will deny that Christ is Lord?
It's basically just someone who doesn't believe in Jesus who's popular.
Everyone here.
It's just that shit.
Okay. Yeah. So it's someone who's
so that's
like,
why well, it could
then
be
it's
anyone.
Ryan then, because Ryan's verified.
I believe in Jesus. What are you talking about, verified? Why'd you bring that up? Are you trying to hurt Matt's feelings for no reason?
Because I'm not verified on Twitter.
He has more followers than me.
But I'm not verified, so it doesn't mean shit. Also, I get followed by so many bots, it doesn't mean shit.
I'm sure.
Like, so many of my followers are bots. I don't know why. I check my recent followers, it's like half bots.
My followers have come to like a dramatic halt. Like, I don't get that many a day anymore.
I feel like I ended up in some algorithm for bots to follow me, and that's why I got more followers. Because it spiked out of nowhere. I didn't do anything.
Tucker's the Antichrist, and he came into this podcast to pit the two of us together.
You're verified, and you have more followers. Fight.
Hey, hey.
And he's wearing Tucker's currently wearing a hat that says cool story, bro.
It's future upcoming content. Hopefully you guys will be able to see it.
Also, Tucker.
Surprise, surprise.
I'm not making this up. Do you see how dilated this man's pupils are?
I don't know. I mean, I can't
look
really
at
make
Ryan's
out.
Get close. Right, get close to him. Look at it.
Look at Ryan's pupils.
Are you do dilated? Have pretty big pupils.
No, like look at Tucker. Look no, don't move. Don't move. Ryan, come here. Get up close and look at
you
look
want
at
the light to change or whatever.
Yeah. I just want to see in this position. Look at Tucker's pupils.
Ryan's looking directly at my eyes.
Are
they the same compared to Matt's? Like, are Matt's any bigger?
They're about. I mean, you have
what's wrong
eyes
with my pupils?
Matt,
Ryan's pupils look big too.
Look at me, Ryan. Let me see those pupils. Your pupils look average to me.
Oh my God! I don't know what my pupils look like.
Your
I can't see my own pupils.
Massive.
Show me my pupils.
Are you on drugs, son?
Yes.
Son, have you been doing illegal drugs?
Yes.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right, we're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
It's called watching too much of the music video This Is America by Childish Gambino. It's really good.
It's a very good music video. It's a fucking great music video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, This Is America.
Music video was made for us.
For, yes.
Thank you.
This music video.
Right, he was trying to talk directly to us.
Moving right along from that. What are your favorite, if each of you could have one taco, and it would be the perfect
cricket,
taco.
Grasshoppers.
What would you put in your, take this seriously, Matt.
Okay.
What would be the perfect taco for both of you? You can only have one. It's a normal sized taco.
I already know.
And you can choose your kind of shell. You can choose the type of.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to go all out with this one, but you go first.
Go ahead.
Soft shell.
Okay.
You know, one of those, you know, put a pork in there. Some spicy pork. Sorry, I forgot the name for it. They sell it at Taco Del Gordo, which is a wonderful place in San
Diego. I was
going
to go in San Diego, but it was 3 a.m. when I got done with the Mega 64 video. Mm-hmm. And it's
so good. You need to go there. But
someone in San Diego told me to go there.
It's so we got spicy pork. Put some caramelized onions in there.
Okay.
Nice.
Cheese on top.
Nice. What type of cheese?
Just Mexican cheese.
Okay.
And then just drizzle some queso on that. Then put some sour cream on there.
Mm.
Put a little bit of guac.
Yes.
Put some of that good old, put both kinds, put the green salsa and regular salsa.
Christmas.
Just little bits. Just kind of drizzle
Christmas,
them on there.
Little Christmas taco.
Yeah. And wrap that taco up and eat it.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great taco.
Actually, also, add a bit of pinto bean.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. My dream taco, soft shell, flour tortilla, not corn tortilla.
Soft shell.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, for my meat, I'm actually going to do fish. I'm going to do a fish taco.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do the same thing.
You're going to do a fish taco? Okay, I'm going to do
a
fish taco.
You thought you were going to be different,
Tucker. I thought it was going to be special.
Some kind of maybe like fried tilapia. Tilapia? How do you say it?
Tilapia.
Tilapia? Is it tilapia or tilapia? It's tilapia.
Slapia. Okay. Tilapia.
Fried tilapia. Okay? Like beer battered tilapia. All right? On my flour tortilla. Then I'm going to put mango salsa.
Okay.
I'm going to put some lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Not tomatoes because that's included with the mango salsa. I'm going to put cilantro. I'm going to put Mexican cheese. And then I'm going to put for the sauce, I'm going to put like something unique. Oh, some sour cream. But I'm also, for the sauce, I'm going to do like some kind of like,
Soy sauce.
No, like a verde salsa, like a wasabi. Pineapple, like a pineapple salsa.
Okay.
Ooh, so you got mango and pineapple
right.
together.
And then I said cilantro, right?
Yeah,
cilantro.
You're killing me with that cilantro, by the way. I'm not
you don't
a cilantro,
like cilantro
kind of guy.
No. We'll talk about that in a minute, but top it off, I'm going to take a lime wedge. I'm going to squeeze the lime on top. Boom, that's my dream taco.
That's nice. The lime is very important.
Lime is crucial. Yeah. Do you like lime on things, Ryan?
I wouldn't know.
Do you, have you never put lime on anything?
No.
Tried it.
You got to try it.
Just
dude.
Corona.
Lime.
And even that didn't make the Corona taste any better.
Well, Corona's just gross. Corona's just like piss water. It's not good. My dad drinks Corona.
So
the most recent, my dad, but. Actually, yeah, the most recent beer I've really enjoyed is Pacifico.
Yeah, but what like taco simple. Would you want to have?
Well, what taco would I want to have? All right.
What are you looking for, Matt?
Matt, what are you
Matt
doing?
Stood up. He's
Matt,
looking around
where
now.
Are you
he
going,
looks
Matt?
Disappointed. What's up? What? You threw what?
My beer. Letty threw it away.
She threw away your beer?
Letty threw away my can of beer.
Oh, well.
Oh, no.
I have to get her fired. I have to plant some.
Well, you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So,
I
anyways,
watch
Tucker.
Out for me. Continue, Tucker.
If I theoretically, like, took away something that's yours, would you try and get me kicked out of the office?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Just checking to make sure, like, in the future or the past. Cool. Yeah, I didn't take anything, by the way. There's nothing missing.
Well, if I discover that something of mine is missing, I'm going to go directly to Aaron and make up some bullshit.
I don't think there's anything over
there. See, it's sexually harassing me.
Everything you have is still all together. It's fine.
Okay, Tucker.
Yeah, so favorite taco. I got to admit, fish is the way to go. So start with the flour tortilla. You know, it's the classic for us American white boys.
It's the Vlasic. That's a crunch.
The Vlasic.
It's literally
just not on the fish boat.
Not
as like the best taco.
Get it? Fish boat.
Boat.
They're both in the sea.
Tucker's dream taco is a Doritos taco shell with a slice of pickle inside, and that's it.
And a cold, de-scaled, still scaled fish. It's just a fish in there with a pickle.
That sounds like a great hot dog taco.
Yeah, this is what I actually wanted. I was going to pretend like I was just like you, but that's all I really want. In fact, take away everything. I just want the shell of the Dorito taco. I just want Doritos.
Just a big really. Dorito. What do you actually want on your dream taco?
I want flour tortilla. Okay. I want cod, beer battered cod, like fish and chips kind of cod, you know?
You know what?
Light, fluffy, delicious.
I want that as my fish instead
of
tilapia.
All right. And then I want
get this fish out of here.
Have you ever had a fish taco?
Yeah,
they're great.
He's not into it.
It's just not a taco to me.
It's definitely a taco.
It's not a true taco to me.
Definitely a taco.
Hey,
it is a taco,
boys,
but it's not like
opinions.
When I think of tacos, it's like that's just kind of like another.
So it's like a separate genre of tacos.
Yeah,
yeah, I can understand that. Still a taco,
like one where it's like okay, I'll have one, but I can have like five
you
of these.
Split them up. Like you have one fish taco and three pork tacos.
I fucking love fish tacos. Yeah. Fish tacos are amazing.
Ever had Bang Bang Shrimp at Bonefish Grill? That's really good. They serve it in tacos too.
Yeah. Ooh, that shrimp taco. Good. That sounds good too.
So on top of the fish, yeah, I mean, pertaining to the Bang Bang Shrimp, I mean, I assume it's some kind of spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So like a spicy kind of
like spicy and sweet.
Maybe
really
like
good.
A spicy mayo kind of sauce.
Yeah. Okay, I get that.
With something that's a little bit more
so sriracha mayo.
Tucker, you're bringing me like over that. To the fish taco thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
That sounds delicious with the spicy
it's
mayo.
It's almost like buffalo chicken, but with fish, which means it's a little lighter and more folly aparty.
Tucker,
you know?
Can we make this actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, we gotta have
I'm
a taco.
I don't know how to batter.
Not taco, not Matt's fucking mango, lime, whatever that is.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
But Tucker, that's that. Whatever you're saying right now is really
Ryan,
making me squirm.
Ryan, don't knock lime until you try it. Like when you put lime on Mexican food, it
just
will change
saying,
your life.
Just saying, your goofy little taco that
it's not
you made
goofy,
with
Ryan.
Colors and mangoes.
I didn't
and
call
shit.
Yours goofy.
Yeah, because it's a very it's
difference
a taco that most people get.
That's not a taco most people get.
That's
pork
that's
and cheese
taco.
And beans. It's a classic taco.
That's my Taco Tuesday taco.
In fact, it's more of a burrito than a taco.
Well, why you gotta be slamming on my taco choice?
Your taco's goofy as fuck, man.
It's not goofy. It's a fucking gourmet taco. That's
gourmet
a delicious taco.
It's a delicious taco.
Guys, in the comments, okay, hold on. Tucker,
I have to agree
taco.
With Matt on this one.
No. Let Tucker finish his, and I want people in the comments to say whose taco is the most appetizing.
Out of the fish ones?
Out of the all three tacos.
Well, I mean, it's not fair. You're going high class fish versus fucking pork.
But you said that's people like that more, so maybe
the pork can be
it's
good
more
too,
of a general audience thing. But I feel like the two fish dishes need the
here's,
clash.
Here's my question, Ryan. Is the pork in your taco like a pulled pork kind of thing, or is it more like chorizo kind of like ground up like a bunch of spice in it?
Like the pork we had today. Like it's pulled, like pulled pork. Pulled it's pork. Like very, it's very soft.
Yeah.
It's very, I like the texture of very soft pork.
Yeah. Yesterday, yeah.
Or yesterday, sorry. Yeah. And like the pork that you get at taco trucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
They kind of
so,
pull pork.
Okay. So here's the thing about this. This fish taco, it's kind of simple because I can't think of, I mean, the things I would put on it would be like a very like thinly sliced lettuce, you know, like something very, very like, and it's not even like a really heavy lettuce.
He's heading
just
in the wrong direction.
Simple, oh my God. Yeah. So maybe we'll even out here. Very simple lettuce, like an iceberg, just something that's just adds some texture and it's cold.
A little crunchy.
Yeah. Juicy, adds some crunch. And then, like, man, I can't like some cheese, like some white, white cheese,
good.
either like a salty mozzarella or like, something a little with a little more flavor, like a goat cheese.
I can get behind goat cheese.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd put on the taco?
Man, there might be.
If that's
be
it,
like,
then I'm kind of down.
Lime.
It's very.
Because you're not
simple.
Adding anything like.
Yeah.
Lime.
I was afraid you would add like eggplant and grapefruit.
Well, lime doesn't go
bananas.
With grapefruit and bananas.
Yo, banana might not be bad on a taco.
And here's the thing. Here's the topper. You put plums on top. Just whole plums. You
I'm backing out instantly now.
I'm not into that one.
Plums.
I had plum, Japanese plum wine that had whole plums in it. And I ate one of the plums and it was very gross. It was
never had a plum.
I left plums at your house, Ryan. Did you eat them?
Probably no.
Nope. Plums are great. I love plums.
Probably all rotten and gross.
Plums are my favorite.
Where'd
fruit.
You leave the plums?
I don't know.
I have not noticed any plums in my house.
They're somewhere around your house.
Shit,
you have
dude.
To
they're
find
somewhere
them.
In your house. You better find
fridge.
Those.
You gotta look.
They're probably in my fridge.
He's probably like a fucking wild animal and like buried them somewhere
in my yard
under your dirty clothes, like to keep.
Lego's
someone
just
else
gonna
finds
be like
them.
Digging somewhere, and he's like, "What's wrong, Lego?" And he's like, "I gotta find the plums."
And then he's dead. I reach into his throat and pull out a plum.
Yeah.
I'd be very sad if that happened, Tucker.
What if Lego died because I put plums in your backyard and he choked on them when he dug them up?
That would be a very fucking unfortunate incident,
yes.
I would say.
What would happen to your friendship?
It would I'd be stronger, very fucking mad. I'd be just, I wouldn't stop being friends with you, but I'd definitely be pissed and hold it over you for the rest
There'd be
of
a rift.
Our friendship.
There'd be a rift. You'd have to cause some kind of trauma to him with a plum.
Because you killed my friend. Lego's like my roommate.
Yeah, but it wasn't my fault.
That I have complete control
it
over.
It wasn't my fault.
Ryan, you would have
he
to cause some,
plums,
some plum-related incident in his life that would fuck him up to make it even.
I could kill his parents with some plums.
You could get his dad to choke on a plum.
You could poison the plums and feed them to my parents.
That's too
you could,
intentional.
If you wanted.
So you didn't mean to kill the dog with the plums. So he's going to have to do something if it's like...
Yeah, but here's the thing, Matt. If he does anything at all related to plums, it's already premeditated. It's not like... Because I was just burying the plums because, I, you know, that's what I
be,
do.
Well,
I bury plums.
He'll do things where
people
it
can still be arrested for negligence. Like, if you're holding a gun going, I didn't mean to kill anyone.
Yeah.
You still killed someone.
Tucker,
you still killed my dog with your negligence of burying plums in my
yeah,
backyard.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to.
This fly out of here.
There's a fucking fly
that's,
in here?
That's what's important. Oh, my God.
I see it. It's not... What is that?
It's a fly.
It's not
something,
a regular fly.
It's like a fruit
it's
fly or something.
It's like a special type of fly.
It's cute.
Could be a little mosquito, too.
Yeah, it's like a... It's like
totally
a...
Get you.
Needs to land. No, that's definitely a fly.
What type of fly?
Did you get him?
No.
Is it just like a small fly or is
yeah,
it like...
it's just small. It's probably a teenager right now.
He's coming over here. Stay. Stay back.
Matt, I'm going to give you a chance... To redevelop your taco.
For your tasting?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make an alternate taco. I stand by my first one.
Here,
okay.
Wait. I need to make clear there's a lot of sauce in this taco. The taco's very simple. Like, it's just, you know, it's cheese, meat, and then, like, a little bit of lettuce. And then the sauce is very important because it's just a lot of sauce. And, like, here's the thing. I like a lot of different tacos. This is one taco of a few. I also, personally, I like Matt's taco. I think it'd be great. I think it'd be delicious.
I'll take the
I like your taco.
You.
I also think it'd be great.
I think everyone's taco.
I think all these three tacos together would make a very nice complimentary group of tacos.
That's true.
So,
I don't have as big of a range. In terms
right. Well,
of food
I mean,
that I like.
We'll eat three tacos,
person,
and you'll eat one of mine and two of yours, and then we'll all be happy.
How about I'll make an alternate taco
okay.
for you, Ryan. I'll make
okay.
a breakfast taco, a flour tortilla,
ooh,
ready,
okay. yes.
scrambled egg.
Okay.
Chorizo sausage.
Yes.
Nice. Exactly.
Okay. A little bit of sautéed onion.
Yes, I'll do that. Okay. I'll let it slide because sautéed onion does taste good. Ready? Which tastes better. Don't like the texture, but I do love the flavor.
We're going to get some melted Mexican cheese on there.
That is Mexican cheese.
Then a sautéed combination, a vegetable mix. Not a lot, but just this, it's red bell pepper, mushroom, and potato.
Nice.
Those go well together.
The things that we've been eating.
Yes,
all these things. So you're basically...
And then almost done.
Yeah, finish.
You're going to get a very delicious red hot sauce.
Okay.
Drizzle it on top.
Crystal hot sauce.
That's my favorite hot sauce. Yeah. It's delicious. That's the breakfast taco.
I do like that taco.
Here's the thing, Ryan.
The only reason I had a problem with your taco beforehand was because it's like, in my view, it's like I'd rather just have the fish with the sauce drizzled. I don't want it to be in.
Okay, what if I changed my taco so it's not a fish taco? What if it's like
what if it's just fish with just a pork?
What if it's the same taco, it's pork instead though?
Probably.
You like it?
Just because pork is a very strong flavor.
Pork is actually
and fish can sometimes be it can fall to the wayside to the other flavors.
That's true.
Here's something I'd be interested in trying is my fish taco with, instead of lettuce, a coleslaw medley.
Dude,
that would be really good.
I had a fish taco when I was in Charleston, South Carolina, that was fried cod, a coleslaw, pineapple coleslaw, with cilantro, lime, and sriracha.
That sounds fantastic.
Guys, I have to be honest. I don't think it's fair for me to judge these fish tacos.
Why not?
I've never had one.
I thought you said you had fish tacos earlier.
I had bang bang shrimp.
Have you ever had a fish taco?
Yeah.
You've never had a we got
because like that's similar to the fish taco. Shrimp is like
Here's the thing, Ryan. In the same category.
Fish tacos are their own thing.
It's not. It's not like a fishy taste when you get a fish taco.
No.
It's like a light kind of.
It's
meat
like a fluffy
taste.
Like.
It's really really
here's
nice.
Here's the thing,
and you can take a bite, and then if you don't like it, you don't like it. That's fine, but you got to try it.
And same, you got to try lime on Mexican food because lime on Mexican food takes it to another level.
Okay.
And here's the thing.
Okay.
Fish tacos. Before I ever had them. First, I was like, fish taco? That sounds gross. Like, fish on a taco? Mm. I tried it, and I was like, holy shit, this is incredible. Yeah.
We may have to take this podcast, get these ingredients down, and make a taco video. Tacos for Ryan.
Yes. Here's the thing. We already
tacos
have...
Tacos for all. We try each other's tacos.
We have all the ingredients for that breakfast taco that Matt was talking about back at Matt's apartment.
Well, we're not... Let's not invite people to my place.
Everybody come to Matt's apartment, and then we can all...
Say the address? That's the war of the tacos, boys. I mean, I don't think anyone's wins or loses. I think they all sound like delicious tacos, and I'd love to eat all of them.
Yeah.
What's your mango one again? There's like mango and fish.
It has like a mango salsa on it. Yeah. Mango salsa is delicious.
Mango salsa and pineapple. It's like a
mango salsa with like
salsa.
Pineapple coleslaw.
It's amazing.
Oh, shit.
Mango sauce sounds good. I've never had mango salsa.
It's basically like... It's a very mild, it's not spicy, it's a very mild salsa with, you know, like you got like diced tomatoes and stuff, like regular salsa, but it also has chunks of mango in it.
Yeah.
So it adds like a sweet flavor to
it's
really good.
Nice.
It's really good. They used to sell it, like Tostitos used to make mango salsa.
They have it at supermarkets. They have it in
they
like
still
the,
do?
The fresh, yeah, if you go to the fresh salsa section.
I gotta get some of that, it's so good.
It's there.
We need to make that white sauce taco though, white sauce fish. Spicy
sriracha mayo. Shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh, sriracha mayo is good. Guys,
that sounds
hold on.
So good. Like mix it up, and it's like this kind of like, just it's. I don't know how to
like a orange cream kind of color. Actually, that makes me think of sweet things. I don't
like orange, like creamsicle.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Did you know?
You don't want the taco that you just explained?
Not anymore.
Heinz
ketchup
has a new condiment out.
What?
You want to know what it is?
No.
It's literally just mayonnaise and ketchup. It's called Mayo Chup. They're selling this now.
Honestly, okay. I actually like the flavor of mayonnaise and ketchup together. Like I don't like the inclusion of mustard that much. I feel like it's like too much of a thing. I like ketchup and mayonnaise together. Like if they were to accidentally put mayonnaise with my my hamburger plain only ketchup, I wouldn't mind because it's actually a decent flavor.
Here's the thing though. Mayonnaise and ketchup as a flavor combination is not bad because I eat it on a lot of things.
It's fine.
On my burgers, I get mayonnaise and ketchup and mustard. But here's
fries
the thing.
Too.
Right. But when it's just by itself as a mixed condiment and it's like pink, I can't get behind. It just looks gross.
Oh,
I
want to
try it though.
Weird,
it sounds good.
Color.
It sounds good.
But what's the color? Like, have you seen the
pink.
Actual condiment?
Just like when you mix ketchup and mayonnaise.
You're an artist. What happens when you mix
ketchup and mustard?
What happens when you mix red with white, sucker?
Pink. What are you talking about? White? Is it
I said mayonnaise and ketchup.
Mayonnaise and ketchup?
What did you think mustard he was saying?
I thought it was mustard and ketchup.
No, mayonnaise and
mayonnaise
ketchup.
Mayonnaise and ketchup.
Doesn't that sound good?
Mayo chup.
Not the color.
Well, like,
we're all on the same page.
No, we're not. We're all in a different book and several chapters deep.
It's just Russian dressing without the relish. Guys, FYI, Russian dressing is literally mayonnaise, ketchup, and relish. So next time you put that on salad, just think about, you're basically just putting mayonnaise, ketchup, and relish on your salad.
I don't think I like relish. Is relish that like,
it's
goopy green shit?
Yeah, you put it on
just chopped up pickles.
It's really good.
Sweet.
It's really good.
I actually, that's one thing that I legitimately have tried and do not like.
Mm. Relish?
I can have a good old chili dog, though.
Do you like normal pickles?
I don't like pickles.
Well, okay. That's fair that you don't like relish. Yeah. That's perfectly okay.
I think adding pickle juice in certain recipes does add a lot, but I don't like pickles straight up.
You know what pickle juice is, right? Pickle juice is just vinegar that's had pickles in it.
Mm-hmm. You can have little bits of pickles and shit, mix it up.
Do you guys know, I found out that pickles were just cucumbers soaked in vinegar like 2 years ago when I was like 20. That's when I found out that pickles were literally just cucumbers and not their own thing.
Do you like to talk to tomatoes?
Dude.
Right? That you didn't learn the difference in VeggieTales?
I did not. And I felt like a dumbass when I found out.
Were they tortured Larry and he turned into a pickle?
I saw this video of this Swedish guy.
They hung him upside down.
They waterboarded him with vinegar. I watched this video of a Swedish guy getting mad, and he just sounded like a VeggieTales character. Like, he sounded just like a VeggieTales character.
All those Swedes.
He was some, like, guy getting mad that, because people were saying that, like, the Turks invented meatballs, and he was, like, trying to defend it and getting really mad, and he's like, enough! But his accent just sounded like a straight-up VeggieTales character. It was on Twitter. I don't know where it is now, though. Wait. Guys, since we're talking about food, you know what my favorite food is? Honey. And speaking of honey, let's hear a little
ad read
for honey.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Ryan?
When you shop online, do you suddenly turn into a tab hoarder?
You know it, brother.
Loading dozens and dozens of new tabs on your browser in search of a promo code, just one that works.
I'm always looking for a promo code, Ryan, and I can never find the good one.
Before you crash your browser yet again, try Honey. Honey is the free browser add-on that over 9 million people are using every day to save money while they shop online.
You're messing with me. Stop messing with me.
No, in just two clicks, you can add Honey to any browser for free.
Then shop like you normally do. Honey scans and tests millions of coupons in the background, and at checkout, Honey automatically applies the best coupon.
Time magazine calls Honey basically free money.
Over 9 million people use Honey every day, and together, they've saved millions of dollars.
I remember when I first downloaded Honey. It was great. I saved so much money with that simple browser add-on plugin.
I downloaded Honey like last year before they even contacted us because I like free money.
There's no reason not to add Honey to your browser today. It's free. Takes just two clicks to install and will save you tons of money.
Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/megacast. That's two words. Join honey.com/megacast to start saving with Honey today.
That's joinhoney.com/megacast.
It's also in the description, so go check that out, guys. Thank you to Honey for sponsoring our podcast. Now, Ryan, we've had Tucker sitting over here all taped up. He's not allowed to speak. Let's rip this tape off. All right, Tucker, you can speak again. Let's get back to the podcast.
Okay.
Boy.
Guys, let's talk about current events that will be outdated by the time we
post this podcast.
Yeah. So, how about that Elon Musk dating that Grimes fella?
Grimes fella?
They're dating?
Yeah, Elon Musk and Grimes are dating.
Who's Grimes?
Whoa.
The artist, the musical artist.
Yeah, with the music video at the racetrack, and she's dancing around with headphones on, and she's saying, what's that song where there's the racetrack music video?
I saw some music video recently where it was like,
I don't remember.
Some British singer, and she was in a bunch of different locations, and she was like in a little chair.
Hannah Montana.
She had a phone on.
It's Caro Caro Bonito.
Okay.
That was Take a Break.
Take a break.
Or break. I don't remember the song, but the song's like, it's like she's wearing sunglasses and she's sitting in a lawn chair and it's just in different locations.
Seeing how people react to her.
That's Caro Caro Bonito. Okay. It's one of my favorite bands. I've seen them live twice.
Wow.
It's a good music video. It probably popped up on the band or is it just her? I watched it. She's the singer of the band.
She's the focus.
It's two guys and her.
But she's definitely the main focus. Like, when people think of Caro Caro Bonito, they think of her.
Yeah, Sarah Bonito.
Oblivion.
Not trying to put the other two people out, it's but, Oblivion. Like, I'm just saying, it seems like the person who sings is always kind of like the
She's one great. I would gladly marry her. I am obsessed with her.
Do you know if she has any
I have no idea.
Problems that
if she has a boyfriend.
A hubby.
You can ask.
Sarah Bonito, if you hear this on this podcast, I'm in love with you.
Matt's number is...
And at the No, I don't want to say it because people are actually going to start hounding a person. And I don't wanna...
Please don't embarrass me in front of Sarah Bonito, guys. Please.
Let's not take this too far.
Guys, you want to hear a fun fact?
Yes.
Last night, I was in my room and I was listening to the Biz Markie hit, Just a Friend.
You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. You say he's just a friend.
Yeah, it's essentially, we get it.
Yeah, just for those who didn't know. Did you know that that's an 80s song?
Yeah, because my stepmom was the one who, introduced me to this song. She's like, I don't know, we were talking about weird music, and she's like, she just brought it up, and I'm like, okay, and I checked it out, and I was like, oh, this is weird, because you don't expect someone that just sings badly to have a big old hit.
It's so good. It's such a good
song.
It
feels good to sing.
Yeah,
you don't feel bad about singing it. This dude's not hitting any notes.
He's
whatsoever.
Having fun. But I last night I was listening to it, and I was like, what year is this song from? And I was going to say, 96, 97, from 1989. That's an 80s hit, impressive. Technically. So I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, you could just say
it's basically 90s.
Because by the mid, isn't it by the mid turn of the decade type of thing? 85 is essentially going into the 90s.
Yeah, shifting. But just the fact that it's technically from the 1980s is just bizarre to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good song. Fuck, who's it by? I think it's called I Wish. So he's like, I wish I was taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I...
Wish I was taller. I wish I was taller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her.
Yep, song. That's a good song, too. That's one of those old hits.
I think they came out with, a rap version or something.
It is a rap song.
There was this thing where they took a lot of kind of angsty teen songs and made them into, rap or into, screamo. They, remixed them.
Really?
It was, this popular thing they would do with songs.
Because
when I was in high school, I think.
Yeah. Because the original song was, fucking, where is it? It was, Skilo, I Wish. It was by Skilo. It was, and in the music video, he's sitting on a park bench, and he's like.
Sitting on a park bench.
This song. Here it comes. Wait for it. Hello. I wish
I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. No. Okay, now it makes sense. No. What it was is, it was taking that song and making it into one of those whiny teen things. So it turned into, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call. I'm going to see if I can find that.
What are these songs from? What are the years that these songs came out?
So what is that song called? What is that song called?
I Wish by Skilo.
I Wish.
Skilo.
Love me some Skilo, man. Skilo Green.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Skilo. Skilo. Skilo.
Yeah, Skilo. You can ski high and you can ski low, you know what I'm saying? I love skiing. I'd love to go skiing soon. I haven't skied in a long time.
We'll go together.
Let's go skiing, man.
We'll hold hands.
What genre is that angsty, shit?
Give me an artist that sings like that.
I don't know. Panic at the Disco, My Chemical Romance.
Just alternative?
I'm
alternative,
trying to find
right?
it. Because
mid-2000s alternative.
I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of?
I'm gonna look up Remus.
Closing the goddamn door.
Don't say
I'm
the
sorry,
GD
I'm
word.
Sorry.
Don't take the Lord's name.
I know this is going on the radio. Okay, I'm sorry.
Punk goes crunk.
Don't pay the fine.
Some punk in it, yeah.
This is it.
Oh, God.
Punk goes crunk?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The picture for that video. It just says crunk.
It was this. There were kids that would play this after school, in the parking lot. It was this version.
That's horrible.
Here we go.
Dude, that's 303. Remember 303?
Yes, exactly.
It's that era of LMFAO, 303. That was a bad time for music. That was a really... That's the dark ages of music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there has to be the learning stage.
Yeah. We're in a really good phase of music right now.
Because people definitely. Are understanding the tools that are being used now.
And, they're looking at, I feel the 2000s was a terrible time for music. The worst.
Well, people were just
ever.
Getting into creating digital music. There's a lot of
genres.
Music.
Yeah, some genres were making horrible music, and then some were making really interesting.
No, there's always been good music,
split
but
up,
in general, the hits,
really shitty pop.
Crank Dat by Soulja Boy, that was a hit song. That song sucks. The hits back then, LMFAO, Kesha, 303, Soulja Boy. Nothing against Soulja Boy. I love Soulja Boy, but specifically, like, that era was bad for music. And now I feel like we're in a great era for music, especially rap. I feel like rap is in, like, a very good place right now.
I mean,
it was so, like, rap was really bad in the mid-2000s, and now it's gotten to a really good point.
Well, it's had so much
Well, maybe it's not for you, Matt.
Ooh. I never said it was for me. I said it's at a good point, though.
Coming from a white man saying that rap was bad.
Yeah, why are you commenting on hip-hop?
How dare you?
At all.
You should not have an opinion on anything that makes me uncomfortable.
So my tacos suck. I'm not allowed to talk about rap music.
Yeah, because you're trying to appropriate Mexican and black culture.
Shit, that's true.
Shit, man.
Maybe I'm the Antichrist.
That's how it starts. In the Bible, it says he will make a shitty devil. Taco.
He'll make a shitty taco, and he will wrongly assert himself into hip-hop culture.
He says that Revelation.
Both of you already did with your goddamn beautiful hit. From the late 2015s.
Go on. What song? Come out? Which one? Blonde Boys?
Blonde Boys.
It's not a hit. Tucker, Blonde Boys is not rap.
It's a hit.
There's rap
it's not
it,
rap
but
at all.
It's more, I don't even know what you would classify that genre.
It's a hip-hop jam.
It's hip-hop.
It's like, you know, back when they used to make videos just like with a green screen and people were just talking and telling a story and that was the song?
Like Sugar Hill Gang.
We're just blonde boys doing what blonde boys do.
Bleached hair, fair skin, makes the ladies swoon. We're just blonde boys doing what blonde boys do.
Stop it.
Chilling out.
Stop. Sun-kissed hair like a can of soda exploded and coated my head in golden like
this is not what I meant to happen. This is, stop.
What, do you not like blonde boys?
Yeah. I mean, you just accused of, I mean, in the song we make clear that, you know, TV and movies, they're made for us. This lack of pigment is a major plus.
We're just blonde boys doing what blonde boys do.
Boys, it's 2018. I think
got
we
the complexion of an albino baboon.
I think it's a different. No, it's not.
I don't know. Blonde boys like still pops up every now and then. Of like people, there's like a surge every year.
It's a good fucking video. It's a good song.
Hey, well, I mean, speaking of music videos, we do have some. We have some new shit on the way.
Well, not anytime soon. It's going to take a long time.
Yeah,
but we do have songs essentially like done and ready.
We have songs ready to make music videos for. And I feel like
just May and June and July are big like vacation
summer
days.
Yeah, basically like we're both going to South Carolina and then June we're going to Japan. July I'm going on a road trip. In between that though, we're going to work on these music videos. We got our boy Tucker Prescott,
who?
Cinematographer extraordinaire on the case. And then I'm really excited for some of these music videos we got coming out.
Some of these,
I think you guys
some of these
are gonna
non-music
like
videos too. Some of these other exciting, basically narrative masterpieces that we're going
to
put out.
Yeah, absolutely. One of them has to do with the hat you're wearing right now. It says cool story, bro.
Yep.
I'm excited for that one.
It'll be good. Real good.
Whenever we can.
And the movie reviews.
Legitimately coming out.
Matt and Ryan's.
Maybe. Who knows?
Movie reviews.
I saw one of those Eric Andre memes where it was like Hannibal Buress sitting in the chair. And
said movie reviews.
It was Eric Andre shooting Hannibal Buress, and it said it said
over Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress. It said movie review series,
mm-hmm.
And then Eric Andre's. I don't remember anymore. Can we just pretend like I didn't even bring this up in the first place?
Hold on, guys. I got it. Shut up, Tucker. Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
Okay, Matt. I got you. I'm going to guess at what it probably was. I'm going to help you out here, brother.
Hit me with it, bro.
Hannibal Buress was probably My Hopes. And then the gun was the movie review. No. That would be if we were delivering it. Hold up. I got to think.
I think Hannibal Buress was movie review series.
Okay.
And Eric Andre was... Fuck,
Matt
dude.
And Ryan. Matt and Ryan, we were Eric Andre. And then the gun was My Hopes and Dreams? I don't know.
Gun was like, the movie reviews are coming soon. And Hannibal Buress was the fans. And then Eric Andre looks at the camera and he says, movie reviews are coming soon. I don't know, dude.
Okay.
It was a meme I saw. Super mega meme.
How'd you get the duck tape
guys,
off, Tucker?
Did you guys hear about Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. And he was like he was making fun. He was like doing Bill Cosby's voice and like talking about like, who the fuck is Hannibal Buress?
Wasn't this a while ago?
This is when he was accepting his award last night. I saw that on Reddit today.
I saw him give that same speech and joke.
Is it a routine that he does?
I don't know. Are you talking
this
about
is the first time I saw it?
Are you talking about the one that was posted on Reddit
this
today?
Morning?
I've seen him make that exact same speech, making the jokes and where he ends it, talking like Bill Cosby and doing the impression.
Well, Eddie Murphy and Bill Cosby have always had a beef, so they're not new to roasting each other because Bill Cosby kind of had this pompous attitude to other black comedians that you know, I do family-friendly comedy, and all of you suck because you use vulgarity. So then, like, he was, like, this, like, moral high ground for comedians. Or he acted like he was a moral high ground, but at the same time, he was raping women. Yeah. So it's, like, that's why Hannibal Buress made that joke where he's, like,
that's just
curse in my comedy specials. And Hannibal Buress is like, yeah, but you're still a rapist, dude. So it's like,
yeah, but you rape people. Like, I love that.
I love what he, like, Hannibal Buress, I hope, goes down in history as like one of the like top dogs of comedians.
Oh, shit. That was like from a year to 2 years ago.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, from him doing the Bill Cosby
acceptance speech
at the Mark Twain whatever.
Yeah, acceptance. Yeah.
That was a year ago?
That was 2 years ago. Wow. There's a video from 2 years ago.
I thought that like
we just saw it on Reddit.
Because it popped up on the front page.
Whoops. We're just folk that see the popular shit.
Fake news.
Shit on Reddit's recycled content anyway. Yep. You just don't.
Did you see
it?
The raccoon thing on Reddit? That was amazing.
What's the raccoon thing?
The raccoon climbing up the crane. You'll see
I
it.
I didn't see
it.
I didn't see it.
It's not popular.
Yeah.
Okay. We should do a Reddit podcast where we just like every episode we just go through what's on Reddit and review it.
I'd love that. Although one time I was actually scrolling through the popular page. Look. You don't see titties often on the
You don't see titties on the like, popular page. That on the front page, titties on the front page is unheard of.
But I saw titties on the popular page. Okay. You know what it was? It was shower beer, I think.
Yeah.
And it was just a girl with a beer with her tits out in the shower.
Wow.
It's like,
did she have her tits out?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she did. Her boobs were out. I'll go to shower beer right now.
Can you
show
me this just for research?
Yeah,
for,
hold on. Shower.
Just so I know where not to go, because I know I shouldn't be looking at.
You should not look at pornographic images. Pornographic images. Actually, I watched a TED Talk on how porn harms the brain, and it scared the shit out of me.
I'm sure it does.
It's like porn is really fucking bad for your brain.
The guys on shower beer, there's no way they're not just there to see the naked women. And they're posting to get comp, because they're like, oh, women.
Is his penis out?
No, it's just like guys like this. It's nice. Like, obviously,
he has
like,
a very like socially awkward. Dude, should I post on shower beer, like, with a really awkward face?
This dude.
I want to see breasts.
I'm trying to find the post that got popular.
When I get home, I'm going to post
like
a shower
like this.
Beer. That's boobs.
Yeah, that's boobs. Oh.
Should
right?
I post? Dude, let's post a shower beer.
I've never even heard of another one. Why is this a thing? Like, what's the point of r slash shower beer?
I don't know. Just people like fucking.
Guys, you'll find me on shower beer, so.
Okay, we're going to do.
I want to see this.
Top posts, I'm going to say all of time. The month. I think it was of the month. Which one was it? I don't know. But they do this shit. And it's like very obvious, like, this is like r/ gone wild material.
Sexual subreddit. There's no way to deny it.
Yeah.
It's sexual.
It's
And I will maybe. Be posting myself on there today.
Okay. But you won't show your face.
I'll show my face.
You just show. Okay.
Sure. I'm not showing my penis.
Okay.
I'll post myself.
Will you actually post?
Yeah, I'll post myself on shower beer.
Should we all three just. Together in a shower.
All three of us, we should do that. All get in the shower today.
Yeah, I'm done with that. Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll all three, I have beer at my place, so we can all hold a beer and just. Yeah.
Well, actually, we could do this the day the podcast comes out on Friday. Because, I mean, so
guys,
look out.
We'll guys, go on r/showerbeer right and make now, this the top posted, currently. The top rated post of all time on r/showerbeer.
Yeah.
Please. Woo-hoo. Go on, it'll be on right now. You'll go find it. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Cool.
I mean, the podcast comes out pretty early in the day. We're not going over to your place until later Saturday.
But we can. We're all going to be at my place on Friday.
Preparation.
This comes out next week.
Oh,
we're recording
yeah.
ahead. Remember?
Oh yeah.
It's good.
But we
it's
need.
Good.
We, let's not upload it until.
Yeah, it'll come out the day of the exactly, podcast. Exactly. So go to r/showerbeer and you'll find us.
We got to remember Perfect. This.
We gotta be
I
want to
become. I want to become like a top post somewhere.
Okay, guys. Okay.
You are. Do you remember that? What was that thing that Connor? Was it Connor that sent me that little? Upvoted Reddit. Do you remember that? I was showing it to one of you. Jesus, this is another thing that I'm not gonna be able to remember. One of my
cool
friends
Tucker.
sent me a snapshot of something that someone upvoted of you two
on Reddit.
It had like 4,000 upvotes. Shit, I'm gonna have to go back and look.
We were on a popular Reddit post and you didn't.
It was I showed it to Ryan.
I feel like you did, but I just
it was
don't
it
remember.
Was too far away to remember.
Was it on
too bad.
A meme subreddit? What was it on? Fuck, motherfucker, Tucker.
We're not going to get this
I'm
back.
I'm just scrolling through shower beer right now.
Are you getting an erection?
Yeah, I think I have a heart.
All right, let's read some comments that fans of yours had as questions. Let's see. Ryan, how many hats do you own?
How many hats do I own? Did
Somebody
you ask people
it.
To ask questions?
Yeah.
Where'd you get those from?
It's just on your comment section on YouTube.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, how many hats do I own? I lose them pretty frequently. But the hats that I know I have, I probably have 2 or 3 hats.
That's it?
This doesn't count.
A beanie's a hat.
Okay, sure. Then let me count beanies, because I was going to make that a second category. So I have 2 beanies, and I have probably 2 to 3 baseball caps. So anywhere from 5 to 6.
All right, 5, 6 hats. Okay.
Nice. All right, cool. Here's another one.
Don't wear them that much. I usually just keep one on for months and then switch to another one.
I honestly feel like my heart's about to erupt out of my chest.
Right? That's not a good fucking idea.
I feel awful. It's from the two.
Why did you think it was a good idea, man?
I feel like I'm going to vomit all over myself.
It's a horrible idea to have two 5-hour energy.
You can die from it. You can get violently ill from caffeine.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and drink another one?
I'm going to have a terrible migraine tomorrow unless I drink the same amount of caffeine.
You know how hard your heart's just, like, your heart's confused as shit right now.
I can't even feel my heartbeat. Hold on. Why can I not feel my heart beating when I put my hand on my chest?
Oh my God, Matt, look, you're flatlining.
Matt.
Yes.
Yeah,
Matt,
it's audio waves.
This question says,
that's not a real question.
That's funny, Tucker. That's very fucking funny. Man.
He's a jokester.
He's a little jokester, isn't he?
Dude, riddle me this, Tucker. You know, you're the Riddler, man.
Riddle you what?
Shut up.
Ryan?
See, that's how I have to deal with Tucker.
Just say shut up.
Shut the fuck up, Tucker. We have to put him in a little cage.
Tucker.
I'm just kidding.
Someday I'm going to live with Ryan like Lego lives with Ryan. I'm just going to be in a little cage. I'm gonna basically be Lego. Once I kill Lego with the plums, I'm going to become Lego. I'm going to live in that cage.
I won't notice a difference. I'm going to greet you every morning.
I'm not going to...
Tucker's about as annoying as a
large dog. You're going to feel so guilty about killing my dog that you're going to take its place and like live your whole... like.
I'll be a perfect Lego. I'll be a fucking dumbass.
Your nails will get too long. You have to scratch me. You'll get fleas.
I'll burst through the screen door in the back.
He lives with me. He has fleas for sure.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Lego.
No, Lego doesn't have fleas.
Not anymore.
Tucker has fleas.
Not after I shot them all.
Aaron and Susie.
I took a gun, aimed carefully.
You shot them off the dog. You ever seen the video like the Russian dude shooting mosquitoes off his arm with like a pistol? Just like,
Jesus.
What?
He's like, he's shooting mosquitoes off his arm with a pistol.
It's not a good idea.
He's Russian.
Also,
of course,
it probably doesn't even work because in rain, mosquitoes don't get hit by rain because the air around the rain like pushes like the wind.
No, it definitely worked. He shoots the mosquitoes off his arm. I watched.
Did they explode into like blood?
They're just gone. It's just like instantly. Also, there's that myth or that rumor where like if you let a mosquito bite you for several minutes straight and then flex, it'll explode.
Is that just a rumor? Did people do
that? Does that actually happen? I tried once. I let a mosquito bite me for like 4 minutes and then it flew away. And I was like, fuck! That was like the most annoying feeling I've ever encountered.
Big waste of time.
Leighton Gray.
What
the? She's Snapchatting me, dude.
Fuck.
She said, did everyone leave? No, we're still here at the office, Leighton.
We're here, Leighton.
Leighton, we're here!
We're over here, Leighton!
I'm gonna send a Snapchat of Ryan McGee back. Ryan, look at me.
It's not even exploding.
Look at me, Ryan.
I'm watching a video of a mosquito. There she is.
Oh, there's Leighton. Leighton, you're on a Snapchat to yourself right now. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, having a great time. Come on in here. Wait, with special guest.
Number two.
Special guest, Leighton Gray.
Hey.
Co-creator and writer of the game Dream Daddy.
Woohoo! I can't find a video.
She's also a moderator of r/feet, so believe it or not.
It's Leighton.
r/feet?
Sit at the mic and then you can
sit the mic, Leighton.
Great, so am I here to talk about my moderation on r/feet?
We don't want to talk about that, but...
Neither do I.
Yeah, but, I mean, welcome to the podcast.
How are you?
You're a much nicer guest than Tucker.
Don't be mean to your son.
It's okay. I agree.
He's older than both of us. He can't be our son.
Combined.
Tucker, how old are you?
53.
He just aged really well.
I would have pegged you as like a 67, at least.
Thanks.
How old are you, Tucker?
Tucker, shave the top of your head bald and keep your hair at its length currently.
That would be insane.
You'd look like
that. And then grow out a handlebar mustache.
Insane. I believe that's called a skullet.
You could
pull that off.
A skullet?
Oh my God.
That's great.
You got your dome up there, and then you got the long, wavy
locks.
Makes
perfect sense. Doesn't
Tucker,
mean I want it.
How much money would we have to pay you to do that?
How long would I have to keep it?
A week.
You guys are going easy on him. I'd say a month.
If we gave you $1,000, would you do it?
No. I'd do it.
What?
I'd do it for three.
$3?
$3,000? three big greens?
Three big greens, baby.
All right.
Matt.
Yeah.
Just saying, at one point, we'll have to remember this for years down the road where you and I can like easily afford that.
Okay. And we can be like, yo, Tucker, here's $3,000.
The price might go up by then.
No, Tucker.
No. Are you talking about demand and shit?
Don't bring
basic economics into this.
If we sign a contract where at any point in the next 5 years, you offered to give me $3,000.
Tucker, I shaved my head for free.
He shaved his head for free for a YouTube video.
Yeah, I'm not Ryan.
Do you guys want me to call? Idiot.
Dude, not cool. You know I'm fucking stupid, Tucker. What was that, Lee?
Do you want me to call my notary? I mean, we could really just like draw this.
Yeah, we could get this notarized.
Right now.
I would love that.
No, I think I'm going to do it now because you said no.
You know, my sister's a notary, actually, so she could.
You know, I'm a notary.
Are you really? What?
Yeah.
Since when?
Now.
Okay.
Can you notarize my divorce papers?
Yeah.
Can you notarize mine, too? And actually, can you unnotarize mine? Because my ex-wife, I want to keep her. And
you know, it's as tough for her as it is for you. So I mean, I'm not going to step into that situation.
It's a little more tough for me.
It's
and
just whatever.
She wants the divorce.
A nice lady. She's done no wrong, besides cheating on you several times
with
me.
And
yeah, Ryan, with you.
I'm sorry.
And once again, here we are having the conversation where, you know. I don't like you. And we
I know, but we have
together
Tucker
for
Layton,
this podcast.
Like, we just got Layton here.
And because
I just feel like it's an awkward situation.
The room
to
got
talk
really
about,
uncomfortable.
To talk about.
Yeah, Tucker. Well,
it's a little uncomfortable walking in on who I thought was my best friend sleeping with my wife.
Well, obviously, she didn't want to be your wife if she was sleeping with me. I mean, you can't just like hold someone down and be like,
well, you're married to me. You can only have sex with me.
That's what marriage is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a binding contract to make sure that you both get money when it fails.
That's not...
Jesus. Matt, you got to admit, this is kind of... I mean, you were probably at least a little aroused when you walked in. I mean...
Well, because he saw his wife naked.
But I mean...
Ex-wife, soon to be.
Ryan is a sweet, sweet boy. And to see him deep inside the person you love most in this world, I'm sure it had to be at least
You know that
a
same feeling
exciting.
You see when you're watching a porn and you see like a butt or boobies jiggle? You're like, whoa, those jiggle. When you see my stomach and like my man tits and just my fucking chins, when you see me just jiggle around, does it give you the same type of like uppity feeling down below?
Yeah, I'd have to actually test that one out. Like, and
do you have to walk?
Let's go
in
ahead and do it now.
Time?
Why don't you guys go ahead and Ryan?
Sorry,
Ryan. That was can little... we Ryan?
Can let's we test this for science.
Well, I need his ex. Sorry,
no,
his...
Ryan. So let's see it solo.
We just want
jiggle
you.
The jiggle your
Ryan. We just want you right now.
All right, let's get a little. Yeah, it's doing a little something for me.
Yeah,
I'm getting a little semi erection. Yeah. I'm getting a little chubby.
Can do this.
Jiggly flesh sack.
Feel it.
How about that?
I can do that too. Actually, see that? See that calf muscle jiggle?
This feel a calf looks like you could just be like.
It looks like you're just like. You
it looks
know,
very edible. Looks delicious.
Put that on a taco.
Yeah, dude. Grill it up.
Put humans on a taco. Human tacos.
Human meat.
Would be just kind of like, I guess, like a pork taco, essentially.
Human tastes like pork. I'm not from personal experience, but that's what I've heard. From a reporter that tasted human said it tasted just like pork.
I was about to make a very inappropriate joke.
I mean, you've told me about your extensive plans to murder everybody in this office and slowly.
We actually did. Layton and I actually did have a conversation about, like, if I wanted to kill everybody in this office, how I could get away with it, in what order I'd do it in.
Yeah, what was the order?
Top three conversations psychopaths have.
Right?
Ryan was
don't
first.
Don't out me here.
Ryan was first because Ryan's like my best friend, so it's like if I kill him, no one's gonna suspect it's me because they'd be like,
I feel like
oh,
the closer you
right
are
now.
To someone,
yeah, that's what
I just
murders,
watched. I just watched
murders.
A Forensic Files
always,
where like
know,
a son.
Go ahead,
talk,
Ryan.
talk. Okay, I was
go
just
ahead,
testing
Ryan,
to see
ahead.
What was going on. I was right. I was right in my predictions, though, wasn't I?
You did it, yeah.
See,
you did it.
I used the scientific method.
Of Will Tucker interrupt me?
Yeah, I did.
You tested your
You saw me think
bonus.
About it real quick, and
but
then
Ryan,
I just said
one?
talk, and he did.
Ryan, who
no,
did
my,
you kill?
My, I mean, I already won first place at the science fair now, so I mean, I'm good.
I'm done, Ryan.
You're like the volcano, like...
The one in Hawaii?
You're the one that won the award, but I'm the one that gets to keep it and cherish it, and you'll just kind of be like, I don't
damn.
Know. There'll only be pictures of you.
Ouch.
Damn.
That's essentially what's going on.
That's sad.
You're a photographer, Tucker. What do you expect?
I'm not a photographer, just for the record.
I'm not a photographer.
I define myself as a painter filmmaker. So please, for the record,
painter filmmaker.
Yeah, go ahead and strike.
I'm a painter filmmaker.
Yeah, my stupid prestigious
I'm
title.
I'm so artistic.
It's very important to my identity that we all keep that exactly how I see it. So
can I change my title from Let's Player then?
Why don't you go video game commentator?
I'm video producer. I'm movie producer.
I'm an online entrepreneur.
Online entrepreneur.
That sounds good.
Tucker, why don't you go paint your feelings, dude?
You know what? I just might.
Okay,
Tucker,
well.
Tucker, I have a couple of questions for you.
Oh, here we go.
How many pairs of those socks that have, like, classic paintings on them do you own?
I actually own a pair of those, so you just roasted
me. I mean, the question wasn't to you. Yeah. Then. It was to Tucker.
We already know that you're an art ho. We're trying to suss out if Tucker is an art ho.
I know
do
I just
have one of
Tucker,
those little Swedish art school backpacks?
No, I don't. Do what, a Fjällräven? Or however you say it?
Those are cool backpacks, I gotta say, but I can't own one because...
Okay.
Too expensive, I'm broke.
Do you smoke yellow American spirits?
Nope.
All right,
those are gross.
I'm sorry.
They're way too light.
I'm sorry. I went to and dropped out of art school, so I am the authority on this.
I was around the art scene in Columbia, South Carolina, USC, and it was very much the yellow American spirits scene.
I didn't realize that hanging out under bridges in South Carolina counts as the art scene.
Oh, I hung out under bridges all the time.
Oh,
maybe I am.
I mean, the burning has to go around.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Well, how
I burn Tucker. Layton burns Matt.
Layton burns Tucker.
Tucker burns Layton.
Layton burns Barnes down in her spare time for fun.
That sounds like fun.
The candlestick in the
dude, arson.
Kitchen.
That does not hurt any. That's a victimless crime.
Yeah, not illegal if you don't get caught.
Exactly.
No
crime's illegal if you don't get caught.
I mean, if it's like
that's
really run
false.
Down, nobody's going to miss
it.
That's true.
Except for maybe the raccoons.
I mean, we
who
could
made
slow down a bit
and
maybe like go back to the whole, like, if you commit a crime, it's like a legitimate thing you should pay attention to and not do.
A crime's not illegal unless you get caught.
That's definitely not.
Ryan, if I commit bank fraud and no one catches me, it's not illegal.
It was an illegal act. You just got away with it.
Then it was legal.
No.
That's how that works.
I wish. Like you just get to go into a bank, you steal all the money, you get out of the bank. It's like, fuck, he got out of the front door. It's your money now, sir. That's right.
And
it's mine.
It's legal. If you make it out of a bank with the money, you can keep it.
Yeah, I mean, technically, the Zodiac killer, you know, he didn't get caught.
They're going to use the same thing they found to get the, I was about to say, the Green Bay Packers killer. What's the actual guy that got caught?
The recent one?
Yeah.
The Sunshine?
The Hysteria Rapist or the Golden State Killer?
Golden State Killer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Green Bay Packers.
I mean, there is the Green River Killer. That's a different one.
Did he kill the Green Bay Packers?
Yes.
Killed all of them.
On the field during the game. It was very fucked up.
They had a really rough year.
He just walked on with a knife and just...
Could you imagine if someone banged the NFL?
Someone banged the NFL?
Banged the NFL.
Oh. They said banged. Like someone went on the field and had sex with all of them.
I think plenty of people are doing that.
That was a normal occurrence.
That would make the news. That would be like...
That would make the news.
That would be... The extent of it. That would be like the size... Of 9/11 times 10.
Yeah.
If you bombed American football and everyone was holding a big Coca-Cola during the explosion.
And there was slow motion footage of people's horror as they held the product close to their face.
Yeah,
took
exactly.
A sip with the label facing.
You'd see like Carl's Jr. logos all throughout footage of this.
A beautiful woman takes a bite of her Carl's Jr. hamburger
this
in
is
slow
sad.
Motion.
This is so sad, but god damn, I could really use a Carl's Jr. burger and a Coca-Cola right now.
You know what really rehydrates your thirst after you've just been crying and screaming all day? A delicious Coca-Cola.
From Carl's Jr.
You know it's crispier when you get it from the fountain.
That's true.
Like a crispy Coke.
It's so true. I know what you're talking about when you say crispy.
That's a really good way to describe it.
It's very crisp. Not crispy like a piece of toast, but crispy like the drink is crisp.
Yeah.
The word crisp has two meanings.
A little bit.
Exactly.
Like an image can be crisp.
Three meanings then. There's crisp as in like toast, crisp as in pictures, and crisp as in like a flavor.
Like Tucker looks pretty crisp right now.
Crisp as in chips in England.
Who's Crispin Glover? Is that a person?
Crispin?
No.
Oh, okay. Saint Crispin's
Are you name? Sure?
I'm 100% positive there's no way that's a person.
My name is Crispin Glover.
I have this thing where I think like Crispin Glover.
Christian, I gotta cut that out because I actually said my friend.
Crispin Glover is an actor. He's the dude from fucking Back to the Future.
Yes, Ryan.
And the weird rat movie.
Yes.
I didn't know that he was an actual person.
I don't
he was
know
in
he
Food
is.
Fight.
The animated movie with Charlie Sheen? Where he plays the dog?
Can you fact check me on that? Because I'm also an idiot.
Okay, I'm going.
Don't call yourself an idiot, Layton. That's not true.
I'll call you an idiot.
Okay,
you.
Now Tucker has roasted Layton. Yep. Full circle.
We did it.
Crispin Glover.
Well, before Ryan finds the answer, I'd like to say, please go rate our podcast on iTunes if you feel ever so inclined. And go in the link. I mean, go in the description for a sweet little link for Honey. Go check that out. And
I've got a new album on Spotify that you can go find. It's called Damn. Please just listen to it as much as you'd like. It's getting moderate positive reviews. So, you know, just please enjoy what I put out.
He worked really hard on it.
When did Food Fight come out?
I don't know, Ryan.
It was in production hell forever, and then it was finally, like, sort of released, but it was less of, like, you know, letting a dove go into the air and more of just, like, a wet shit slapping the pavement.
It's really hard to find this movie on IMDb.
I can't stop picturing that in my mind.
Same. Like, that was a really descriptive way to say that.
Ooh.
And now it's, like, stuck in my head.
Actually, you know what's better is, like, you know, instead of releasing the dove and it flies away, you release the dove and it's already dead and it just hits the floor.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It just goes...
Holy shit, a lot of people were in Food Fight.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not seeing Crispin Glover, though.
It's a star-studded
like
motion
Hillary
picture.
Duff, Haley Duff, Charlie Sheen, Eva Longoria, Wayne Brady.
Impressive.
That's a lot of people in Food Fight.
Larry Miller, who played,
You turned the CRT TV on and
sorry,
scared the shit out
sorry,
of yourself.
Sorry, sorry.
He played, like, the principal in some Frankie Muniz movie, I feel like. This dude, I'll show you. Hold on. This dude, who did he play in, like, a Frankie Muniz movie or some movie where he played the principal?
He was in Malcolm in the Middle.
Is that the guy?
No.
No,
I know exactly which one
he
you're
was
talking
in,
about. It's,
He's the principal in,
Ned's Declassified
no.
Survival Guide?
No.
It's like the kid is moving away and he gets like one last day at school.
Max Keebler's
big move.
Big move.
Oh. Yep, there it is.
We did it. It only took four.
We solved it.
That was a fantastic movie.
That was a good ass movie.
It was really great. There was the whole food fight scene in it.
The end in the junkyard with the tractor.
Dude, spoilers! Yeah,
sorry.
Stop!
Wait. Sorry.
Man, we were talking about Big Fat Liar earlier. It's just a good time for...
Yeah. Frankie Muniz. R.I.P. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. Go check out Tucker. His link's in the description. So are Layton's. Go check out Layton, who still doesn't follow me on Twitter, but that's none of my business.
It's not going to happen.
She follows me.
She's verified, by the way. So.
So am I.
Yeah, I know.
So is Tucker.
Yeah. Tucker has like...
Look up. Actually, everybody... Go follow Tucker Prescott on Twitter.
I'm sure there's some person named Tucker Prescott.
He's going to get a bunch of followers.
I'm going to look at him
right
now.
I'm not actually on Twitter, but I'm sure there's... I think... All right. So in my fucking Google image results, there's this one kid. He's another like blonde white kid. He's got curly hair instead of straight hair. And his name's Tucker Prescott. He's like, you know, the stupid kid that... I wish didn't exist because he's taking all the names. Like he probably took the Tucker Prescott.
Tucker, what if
Gmail
that picture
email?
Was from his obituary? And like he knows.
Nah, fuck that kid.
Tucker,
fuck that dead kid.
I just met her.
That's where we're ending it.
Oh wait, I had one more thing to say.
Tucker Prescott. I don't even know where Prescott is.
There's another YouTuber named Matt Watson, and I apologize to him.
Is there?
Yeah.
A YouTuber.
Not another YouTuber
not a
named
porn
Matt
star
Watson.
Or,
he has like 70,000 subscribers.
Wow.
He dated some famous girl. He made Spanish tutorial videos. And if you go to my famous birthdays page, there's a video that famous birthdays made where it's like millennial ukulele music with a slideshow of photos of me with facts about him. So go on my famous birthdays page and
just
check
that Matt
out.
Watson.
Just Matt Watson. That's the other YouTuber.
That's
so shout out to him.
Does episode he still... of Black Mirror. Yeah.
That's just Matt Watson.
What's in my box? Marvel gear and good.
That's the video where he shows his penis.
Oh, well.
Anyway, guys, we'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, shit. That's his penis.
Yeah, there it is.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.